On Capitol Hill, work on health care reform is reaching a fever pitch. But with Congress going on recess next week for the 4th of July holiday, crafting a health care bill will continue next month. The Senate Finance Committee is working on one version. Its committee head, Montanan Max Baucus, announced today they're shaving costs and will have a plan with a price tag of about $1 trillion, down from previous estimates. However, the specifics have not yet been released. Meanwhile, the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee has been marking up its version of a bill for 2 weeks. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski sits on the Health Committee and says she's very disappointed with what's taking shape.
We have a bill that, in my opinion, does not fix the problem. It builds off of Medicare, which is a broken system.
Murkowski says doctors in Alaska are already turning away Medicare patients. She says health care reform is needed and calls the current system unsustainable.
I agree with President Obama. I think that we need to reduce health care costs, absolutely. We must increase access. And we also want to be able to assure people that they can have the doctors of their choice and keep the health care that they currently have if they like it.
Murkowski says it will take time to craft a bipartisan plan and criticizes the Democrats in charge of her committee for pushing too fast.
For me to contact the State Division of Insurance or to talk to Jerry Fuller, who's in charge of Medicare, Medicaid, and bounce some of these concepts off of him, I can't even do it before we're moved off that portion of the bill, and we haven't gotten the input from the states.
Murkowski says instead of a government-run system, she's interested in discussing a co-op plan, which would be owned and operated for the benefit of its members. Alaska Congressman Don Young says he's worried about how health care will be paid for.
I have now got great concerns because they're trying to tax to raise the money that those that already have health care. Otherwise, if I work for a company and this company provides health care, that's taxable income to raise the money. Now, wait a minute. You mean you're taxing me to take care of somebody that doesn't have health care right now? That's ridiculous.
Young says more money should go toward preventative care, but wouldn't say if it should come from the public or private side.
I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But, you know, right now, the system is too expensive. There's reasons why it's expensive. We're not addressing that.
The lone Democrat in the Alaska delegation is reserving his opinion on the various health care plans until they're more fully developed. Senator Mark Begich is part of a moderate Democrats group being watched closely for how they'll vote.
I think we have to be careful that we don't over use the role of government in this situation. I'm still patiently listening and learning. I mean, and I come from a person who's done health care reform.
Begich worked on health care as mayor of Anchorage. He'd like to see a mix of public and private options.
I've said on the campaign trail, I believe that people should be able to buy into the federal program that I get to buy into. They should have that option. Why not? I mean, it's a big group. You add a few more people, it's actually going to benefit the group in total. The larger the group, the lower the cost. That's how it works.
Begich is not on either of the Senate committees crafting the health care bills, but he said earlier this week that he's working on some ideas of his own and bouncing them off his colleagues.